When I was in journalism school, I listened to a radio piece that you did about a southern town with an aging Jewish population.
Okay.
Do you remember this story?
Sure, I do. It was Greenwood, Mississippi.
Yeah, well, so the reason we were listening to this in journalism school, my professor said, was because of the masterful use of sound. So there was sound under every second of that story that helped you make every transition. And you left that to do these StoryCorps stories, which are just two voices in a mobile recording studio, no ambient sound. And I was wondering, why did you make that transition?
That's a great question. And what StoryCorps does in some ways is take documentary and turn it on its head, because making radio pieces, making documentaries, film documentaries, has traditionally been about, you know, collecting interviews and then creating a work of art and getting it out to a large number of people. And I came to believe, and now believe much more strongly than I did when I started StoryCorps, that the act of giving people a chance to interview each other can have a profound impact on their lives.
So have you ever brought someone you love into a StoryCorps booth to ask them questions?
Of course, yeah. I did the first StoryCorps interview ever, and it was my great uncle Sandy, who was 90 at the time, 89 at the time. So we had this conversation, and it was amazing, and it was StoryCorps interview number 00001. And he talked about going on the first date with my Aunt Bertie, who I knew as, you know, Crazy Aunt Bird. But he talked about her during World War II, when he got home from World War II, and he waited on a stoop of a building that he didn't live in and said, you know, let's meet there for our first date. And he said he saw her coming down the street, and she was dressed in purple from her hat to her shoes. And he thought to himself, what is this glamorous beauty going to see in me, a hick, farmer hick from Connecticut? And he said that he turned to the door and tried to open it to run, to escape. And the door was locked. And he started crying and said, you know, I often think that if that door had been open, it would have destroyed my life. He had lost his wife, my Aunt Bertie, you know, fairly recently. And that interview was a good sign that StoryCorps was going to work as it has. And I know my Uncle Sandy, who died a couple of years ago, and of course this is the only record of his voice that exists, after he did the interview, he would drive around. He still drove at 89 or 90 around Manhattan in his car, and he'd listen to that CD over and over again, which was another indication of the power of this very, very simple idea.
You'd known your great uncle all your life in that case?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
So did you learn, was that a new story
Everything,
to you?
There was nothing that we talked about that I had known before going into that booth. The microphone gives you the license to have conversations and ask questions you haven't asked before. I doubt that of the 45,000 StoryCorps interviews we've done, if there's been a single one where the two people in the booth, no matter how well they knew each other, didn't learn something that they hadn't known before.
Okay, well, David, I say thank you so much.
Thank you, Eleanor. Take care.